The future of the state's property tax cap is one of the big items on the docket as state lawmakers head back to Albany to finish up the current legislative session. While supporters are pushing to make the tax cap permanent, WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports there are some concerns from at least one Central New York lawmaker.
Syracuse area Assemblyman Bill Magnarelli thinks the tax cap has worked.
I think it has been successful in keeping property taxes down.
But he also believes the tax cap, which limits local governments and schools from raising taxes beyond 2% or the rate of inflation, might not be sustainable over the long term.
Once some of the school districts in particular start going into their fund balances, then all of a sudden the rubber's going to hit the road and we're going to have to figure out what to do.
At that point, he expects lawmakers would have to consider more state aid for schools and local governments. Magnarelli admits property taxes are too high. What he'd like to see is an overhaul of the state income tax system so schools and local governments wouldn't be so dependent on tax revenue from property owners. The current tax cap legislation will sunset next year, but lawmakers are considering it this year because it's linked to New York City's rent control laws, which are set to expire next month. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.